It definitely means a lot. I've sacrificed a lot of time with friends and family and school, dedicating my time to practice and reach my goal of signing at a D1 school. It's always been my dream to sign at a D1 school and be able to play golf and on a scholarship and represent my town and my family and my friends. So it definitely means a lot to be able to do that.
What is it about North Texas, specifically talking about their golf program, that made you lean toward that way?
Well, the coach is a big thing. He's really good. He has he's coached at Stanford. He's been on the tour. He's been on the Big Break. He's done a lot, and he's very relatable. And I just really like him. And being in the Dallas area and Texas, where the weather is definitely a lot nicer than here, and and they have amazing facilities. They play many golf courses just because of their location, and they have a great schedule. They travel all over the United States, and that's really nice. So, that's what really led me to North Texas.
So, in a nutshell, describe what their schedule looks like as far as do they go east, west, or a little bit of both?
They go everywhere. They go every other year. They go to Hawaii and play in a tournament, and they really do. They've gone to Florida, New Mexico, everywhere. Arizona. They go everywhere. So.
And how would you assess the current strength of their program as far as, you know, at the NCAA level? Have they been to the Nationals or, you know, junior, seniors? You know, what's the roster look like, I guess, right now?
There's a lot of seniors right now. There's going to be three seniors will leave when I come in. And so he's bringing in three freshmen with me. So they have a pretty young team. There's like two juniors and four sophomores. There's about eight girls total on the team. And their talent level is really high. They've had this on their preseason this year. I know they've had top 10 finishes as a team and top 5 finishes. Also, top 5 finishes for individuals. So they're a really talented team.
There aren't any other schools that were, I guess, in the running that you were considering at this point?
Not at this point. I had talked to other schools, but North Texas really stood out to me, and I've always liked the Dallas area and what they were about. So North Texas was a good choice.
Who was on your longer list earlier?
Well, during the summer, I talked to quite a bit of schools. I talked to K-State, which is hard to believe because we're big KU fans. I talked to Drake, Montana University. I was talking to Montana a lot, but that didn't work out.
A little colder there.
Yeah, a lot colder. I talked to Fresno State for a while, but things fade and led me to North Texas, so happy with it.
And the pursuit of studies, what do you have in mind for your academic side?
That's kind of undecided, but I think I'm going to lean more towards health science, health something in the health department.
When you started playing golf, obviously, I mean, you've been playing for a long time. Did you ever imagine it? Come to this point now where you're signing with a reputable Division I university?
Well, I knew that's what I wanted. when I started playing golf, I was really small, as you can see right there. But when I came into middle school, when I came into high school, because before high school I played volleyball, basketball, track, I did it all. And I had to decide that golf is what I really wanted to do, and I knew I had to sacrifice all of that to become what I wanted to be, and that's a Division I golfer. So, I've always wanted to pursue to be a Division I golfer.
Well, you're the third consecutive Garden High golfer to sign a D1 scholarship. Talk about how that fits in the program when you came in as a freshman. You had McKenzie, and then you had Abby Campbell, and just talk about the growth for yourself because of all of that, you know, the team component, what you learned from them over the last 3 or 4 years, and the fact that they've gone on and had some experience at a D1 level too.
Yeah, I learned a lot from them, watching them, how they practice, how they prepared for what they were wanting to do, and how they prepared for being a Division I golfer, and talking to them about how what it takes and how they're doing now really has helped me. But it was nice to follow in their footsteps and watch them do it, and that actually gave me the motivation to do it myself, because that's what I wanted to do too. So they've helped me see what it's like, and they've helped me through it. So
I would imagine, in addition to motivation, confidence too.
Yeah, they gave me confidence because I knew I could play with them, and they went on to do it, so I knew I could go on to do it too.
I know, you know, you mentioned the fact you've been playing for a long time, but from your freshman year to now, you guys just finished second in the state as far as, and then obviously the individual honors that you raked in all season long. What kind of, I guess, are you a different golfer from when you came in? How are you a different golfer now going into your freshman year of college?
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely a different golfer. My attitude towards golf has changed a lot. I've become a lot more mature as a golfer. I've learned golf isn't just win, die, or do or die. You have to go with what you came with that day. And I've learned it's a lot more than just a game. It impacts a lot of people, and you got to have a lot of support. And it's changed me a lot as a person and as an athlete too.
As you head to the next level, what are the strongest parts of your golf game, and what are the parts that you know you absolutely want to get better at?
The strongest part is, I would say right now, is off the tee and short irons. I really, really need to get better to be a good Division I golfer. I need to get better at short game, chipping and putting. But I'm actually I'm leaving this after this semester. I'm going up there to go to school, and I'm not gonna travel with the team. I'm not gonna necessarily be on the team, but I'll be able to practice, and that'll help a lot. It'll give me a lot of time to practice, and coach will be able to help me, and that'll just help me build and prepare for next year.
So will you be enrolling in classes then for the spring semester there?
Yeah.
Then?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What does it mean, and not to put him on the spot, but I know you mentioned during the when we had you on the coaches show and during the state tournament, you know, what Cole Wassinger has done for you as far as being your mentor, and even what Coach Bass has done. So just talk about them and what those two specifically have meant to you.
Well, Cole's been there ever since I've started. He was there when I was a little golfer. But when I told you that I decided I wanted to be a Division I golfer, actually, my freshman year, I remember Cole texted me at like 6:45 in the morning, and he was like, "We need to go have breakfast." I was like, "Okay." So we went to Sammy's and had breakfast, and we talked about how if I wanted to be a Division I golfer or not, and I said yes, and he told me all the sacrifices that I'm going to have to make and all the practice it's going to take and if I really wanted to do that. And, yeah, and so that he's been my mentor through everything. And not just with golf. He's helped me out with school, just drama, girl drama. He's been there through it all. So he's contributed a lot to me, and he's taken me to tournaments over the summer and practice, long hours of practice, and it's definitely nice to have him in our support system, my support system. And Coach Bass, we've laughed a lot, and she's helped me a lot through high school golf, and when I'm down, picking me up and showing me that golf shouldn't be a headache. It should be fun, and you should have fun with it. So I really appreciate that too.
Any particular things stand out as far as a tournament that you can look back on and say this was the best that I played, or this was the coolest thing that I of all different accomplishments?
I would say last year at Wichita, at Sin Park, when I shot 66. That day, it all just came together, and it's really hard to explain, but the feeling of playing that good and knowing that I can do it, and the next day actually going to Hutch and shooting 69, I just felt like I had it all together, and this is why I play golf, and this is why I make all these sacrifices and practice all these long hours. So that tournament was that at that point, that good feeling.